You're listening to SBS On The Money with Ricardo Gonçalves.
It is your daily 10-minute business and finance news wrap for this Wednesday, the 17th of July. The Australian share market closed at a record today. The S&P ASX 200 up 0.73% to 8,057. It follows another record run in the US with the Dow Jones Industrial Average also closing at a record high. The gold price also hit a high. So can it all continue? With all the details, I spoke with Luke Larrativ, the CEO of Seneca Financial Solutions. Luke, the market's having another great day after breaking through 8,000 points a few days ago on the ASX 200. Run us through why we're seeing this positive sentiment, because certainly we've seen a number of key events happen, especially over the weekend.
Yeah, it's been a busy news week, that's for sure. I think the primary driver is sort of just a broad overall increase in demand for risk assets, sort of like shares, on the back of expectation the Fed Reserve's going to cut interest rates for the first time since, you know, COVID, essentially. The bond markets are now pricing in near 100% chance of the Fed cutting rates in September. And that really kicked off back on about the 12th of July when the US Consumer Price Index data came out below consensus. Our ASX is up sort of 3.5% since that time. And the US Small Cap Index, which has been where the money's really been flowing to, is up 6.5% just in those 7 days.
We're also seeing the gold price hit a record today, in addition to the Australian share market, in addition to the Dow in the US. That gold price, what's the connection there?
That could be a few things. Sort of inflation-adjusted 10-year bond yields have declined sort of from 2.15 to about 1.9%. And that's reducing the opportunity cost of holding assets like gold, which don't offer investors a yield. Gold also historically has performed strongly on the back of Fed rate cuts. Three of the last four, it's had strong periods of performance thereafter. It also might be sort of political, with kind of concerns that maybe a Trump presidency results in sort of protectionist policies, which then result in more inflation and perhaps inflation spiking again in the US. So could be a few things. There's also a lot of demand out of China at the moment for gold and gold equities. So, you know, a few things maybe coming together at the same time to cause the current jump in price.
Okay, back on the Australian share market. So with the ASX 200 now above 8,000 points, given we've got reporting season coming up, the potential, as you mentioned, for rate cuts in the US, we've got a US election, all of that's connected to Australian shares and its performance. Is the positive sentiment warranted, or are you cautious of the outlook?
I hate to say it, Ricardo, but I'm quietly confident about reporting season. There's certainly room for high valuations. And the question really is, are the profits going to come through and the growth going to come through in earnings to justify those higher valuations? So while we don't like to get too far out over our skis, we do feel like our portfolios are really well positioned at the moment. And I'm kind of quietly confident going into reporting season.
One of the key bits of company news today is BHP sold record volumes of Aussie iron ore over the past year. That's despite a slowing Chinese economy. It did, however, fail for its recent bid for Anglo American, and it lost its mantle as Australia's largest listed company to CommBank recently. So with all of that in context, what's your take on BHP?
Look, I think BHP's put together a pretty impressive set of production numbers for the quarter, continues to operate its assets really well. I think this does, though, the fact that BHP has dropped below CBA in terms of market cap does point out sort of an interesting nuance about the Australian market and why index investing here perhaps is a little bit problematic. You know, we've got our two major index weights being the banks and the miners. The banks do well when interest rates are declining, and the miners do well when interest rates are rising. So the kind of aggregate average of those two means you get, you know, mediocre returns in aggregate. So I do think that with CBA trading at record highs at the moment, the banks maybe are the place you want to be selling, and the resources maybe where you want to be buying. But certainly, as you mentioned, the Chinese economy is slowing. They are struggling with growth, and that's a key driver of iron ore demand. And subsequently demand for both our currency and for BHP's products.
Any other company news catch your attention today?
Look, I hate to focus on the negative, but and we don't have any exposure, but it's been an extraordinary two-day decline for DroneShield. The code's DRO. It's been one of the most popular stocks with retail investors around the country. The investor confidence has been rattled by a news report reporting an apparent short report with some, you know, some negative sentiments and concerns around valuation. And we've seen this company lose $500 million in market cap in less than 2 days trading. So there still seems to be, you know, no shortage of sort of enthusiastic investors out there looking to hand their money to short sellers. And it'll be interesting to watch how that one plays out over the next few days and if the share price can stabilise.
And finally, where do you see the opportunities for investors at the moment?
Look, this is the ultimate stock pickers market. There's no one sector or theme that's kind of driving returns, and it's a range of kind of idiosyncratic opportunities thrown up by sort of mispriced uncertainty or pessimistic assumptions. If you made me pick one, I think coming out of the BHP production report, you know, sort of with coal volumes down, metallurgical and thermal coal is being underinvested in this country and around the world. And as a result, there's a really good opportunity for those miners that are still there looking to rationalize the industry and expand production. In our subscription research product, Good Research, we recently covered Stanmore Resources, which is our pick in the sector at the moment, with their expanding production profile out of the Bowen Basin in North Queensland. So certainly there's a lot of opportunity out there for investors at the moment, but if I had to pick one sector, I'd be picking coal.
That's Luke Larrative there from Seneca Financial Solutions.
This SBS On The Money podcast is provided for informational purposes only. Content on this podcast should not be understood as constituting advice or a recommendation. It is not personal advice and does not consider your personal circumstances or objectives. You should contact a licensed professional before making any financial decision.